Hey, it's the Ryan Man. Come to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Week 3 is in the books. And I guess we all knew we weren't going to go 16-0, but losing, of course, today to the Ravens, 27-14. It felt like, I'm not saying if we would have played the perfect game, we would have come out on top, but it felt like we just kept beating ourselves all day. I mean, I think they announced it during the game. It was the most penalties and penalty yards committed since 2015 by the Broncos. The personal fouls, Ron Leary, I mean, we've already had our issues with him on the O-line and just a, you know, bad personal foul from him and Philip Lindsay, his personal foul and ejection from the game. I will say with Lindsay, though, it almost looked to me more like he was trying to knock the guy that was holding his hand down off of him, like just trying to like basically make sure his hand didn't get twisted off. So I don't think his was very malicious or anything like that. Don't know if it deserved the objection, you know, maybe just a warning right, you know, off the bat. So I thought that was a little harsh. Thought a lot of the, you know, thought a lot of the officiating was poor today as well. But even with that being said, I know you have to roll with that in the games. And just of our lack of production in the red zone and then Keenum less than 200 yards passing. I mean, you know, we had that going with Lynch and with Simeon, and we obviously want to see that improve, and he had the red zone interception, and it feels to me a little bit like he's still just trying to force the ball at times, being the guy now. Some of the mistakes I'm seeing him make are not ones that I was used to seeing him make in LA even, or you know, with the Rams, or with basically with you know the Vikings last year, or even way back in his days with Houston when he was still learning. I mean, he didn't really do the throw off his back foot and, you know, duff fading backwards into double coverage, you know, as often as, at least as much as I can recall, he didn't do that. So I'm hoping a lot of it's just that he's still getting comfortable trying to get used to being the guy for the Broncos, and I still think he's going to clear that up. I was really surprised today. I was reading on a couple sites that people are already calling for him and bringing in Chad Kelly, and it's like, even if Chad Kelly's something here down the road, let's remember, he faced base coverage in the preseason. I don't think he's going to come in and do any better than Keenum's done. Plus that, there were a few plays from that sky cam that they have on CBS. There were no receivers open on some of those plays he took the sack or forced the ball and everything. So, you know, I'm not ready to jump off any Keenum train at this point. And I think he's going to still do nothing but improve for us. But that secondary of ours, I know we had the injuries today. You know, Brock going out and everything like that, and us not having Pac-Man today. But, I mean, you know, Elway even made a comment after the game that, yeah, we're looking for secondary help. So hopefully we can sign someone this week because, boy, we definitely have a hole there. And, you know, Flacco's won a Super Bowl, and he's been a nemesis of ours before. But at the same time, he's not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, so let's not make him look like it. So, and the same thing with Derek Carr last week. I think our secondary is getting exposed quite a bit, and teams realize that they just max protect so our rush can't get there. They're going to find somebody open. So, got to find something to fix that. Because obviously, next week we have Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs coming into town. They're on a red hot streak. I think Mahomes is a good quarterback. I think some of this is that a lot of teams don't have enough tape on him yet in terms of how to defend him. But with that being said, we're going to have to learn to get our defense back to the level that we needed to defend a quarterback with his talents and get our offense flowing in the right direction. I think it would have made a big difference if Lindsay hadn't gotten ejected today, though. I think we would have probably been able to sustain a few more drives. And obviously, there were still some drops by receivers today. You know, actually, they weren't named DT. We had a, you know, Sutton had a big drop today that you know, probably would have resulted in quite a few yards. DT still had his drops. But, you know, hopefully we can correct that. You know, you have to actually give some of that, regardless if it was DT or not. I mean, it was rain. There was slick ball. When you throw those kind of balls, they're a little heavier, a lot of low throws today. So hopefully next Monday night's a nice clear evening. We have some of that Mile High Magic going, and we've kind of, you know, figured out how to sell up the secondary, even if it's temporary. So, till next time, into week 3, Broncos lose to the Ravens 27-14 in Baltimore. First loss of 2018. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with a Broncos Country Blitz.